There are two things that we have to remind ourselves. There are more things. I mean, first, the first thing and the most important thing, and the Lord Buddha talks often about it, we have to remind ourselves about death. When we are born, we will die. So, face up death. Lots of people cannot face up death. They think, you know, I mean, what is going to happen? I mean, we just go from one country to the next country. I mean, each country has different customs. I mean, just because we use a vehicle that is called the body, you know, it doesn't mean that we die. We use a vehicle, you know, I mean, we can't use this vehicle, you know, when the vehicle is gone, you know, when our car, you know, breaks down, you know, and it cannot be repaired, what do we do? We sit in the car and cry? Or do we leave the car, you know, and get a new car? And depending on our karma, and we don't get a car, so we have to walk by foot, you know, and that is very difficult. I mean, if we were driving around all our life, people don't like to walk by foot, especially Thais. For 5 meters, they take the motorbike and drive it. I mean, it's amazing to see it, Even the little kids, you know, I mean, you see a few kids now with cycles, you know, bicycles, but most of them, you know, with 5, 6 years, 7 years, they drive a motorbike, just to go to see the neighbor, So, I mean, we don't die, you know, it's a body that is dead, you know, once the body is dead, we go to another destination. Unless we have, you know, reached a final goal, And the final goal is arahantship, If we can't reach arahantship, maybe we can reach anagami, or maybe we can reach sakadagami or sotapan. And even if we can't reach sotapan, we might get close to the door so that we can reach it in our next life, But we have to try it, you know, we have to put our effort in it, And one thing that is important to our practice that I mention often and where people get confused is the daily reflection, We have to do this daily reflection to see what is going on, what is this citta doing all the time, I mean, here we don't have too many things to do, So, I mean, the important thing is, when we wake up, you know, with what kind of thoughts, with what kind of memories do we wake up, In the evening or in the afternoon, we do this reflection and recollect it, What kind of mood was I in? What kind of memory did I wake up? What kind of thoughts? So what did I do then, And then how did that affect my citta, So what did I do? What did I think, you know, and what did I think before I was doing something, This is important. And what was the result of my doing? So when I go and dig a hole or take care of a plant, we don't have to reflect about what we are doing exactly to take care of the plant. This is too much. And then especially, you know, with the conversation to recall every word of every sentence of the conversation, that is too much. That really drifts away. Why did we start the conversation? What was the conversation about? Maybe Dhamma, you know, just a word, you know, to describe it, Dhamma or animal talk or whatever, And then, what was the result? How did this conversation affect me, And the same thing for any kind of task that you're doing, Okay, sweeping, you know, okay, what was my mind, you know, about, you know, I was sweeping, you know, or what did I encounter, or when I was washing up, and so on, I mean, the detailed things, when I say very detailed, is to know what we are doing, why we are doing it, and what is the result of our doing. Not the thing, you know, not the contents of our doing. That is too much, and that gets us easily distracted, and our reflection will never stop. So this should be clear for the daily reflection. But do it, please, because this is the... This is absolutely great method, you know, to understand what the citta is doing and why it is doing and what the result is. Because we tend, you know, all our life, we just, you know, something popped up in our mind and then we went after it. And we never questioned the result, yeah? And we never questioned why we need to do that, yeah? Because somebody within us, you know, told us to do this or to like this or to dislike this or anything, yeah? And we did it, we just did it without ever questioning, yeah? I mean, if our friend, you know, if our friends tell us to do something, or mother and father told us to do something that we didn't like to do, yeah? We sometimes withstand it, you know, and said, now I don't know what to do, yeah? But with our inner voice, we never question it, huh? Why don't we sometimes question it? Why do I need this, yeah? What do I expect from it, yeah? When I get it, you know, sometimes if we don't know it, you know, I mean, we go through this process, you know, and see, so what did I get? Nothing, yeah? Empty-handed, yeah? Empty heart. But we have to see that, we have to reflect on it, and we have to understand it. It is the training of a monk or the training of a lay person is training the heart, not training the mind. Huh? When training the mind, we just need to read all the suttas of the Lord Buddha, that is it, yeah? And then try to understand. But that doesn't give us freedom, yeah? At the time of the Lord Buddha, there were no books around it, yeah? There was no studying around, yeah? So it's all about the practice, yeah? We open the heart, yeah? We ask the heart, do you see it? Do you understand it? Huh? Do you get it? Huh? And if you really listen very carefully to the heart, it says, no. Because it does not want to understand, yeah? Because there's something, there's a resistance, there's a big resistance within the heart that does not want to understand, yeah? It just wants to do, yeah? And we have to get beyond this resistance, you know? Show it every time you show. Did you see what you do? Did you see the result? Knick, knack, 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 yeah? No. Until it really understands. And once it really understands what it does to itself, because it's still doing it to itself, yeah? I mean, do we like anger to arise, yeah? Do we like the feeling of anger? No! So why do we do it always? But we never question ourselves, huh? So we have to show that. Do you see there's anger? Do you feel it? Yeah? Do you like it? Huh? So why do you do it to yourself? So we have to show the heart until it really understands. And once it understands, it lets go of it. By itself, you cannot force the heart to let go of something. And we know that from our life, we didn't want to do certain things and we're constantly trapped in the same, yeah, into the same hole or into the same trap, yeah? Even though we understood this is not good, you know, I mean, the heart still was doing it, yeah? Because the heart did not understand why it shouldn't do it, yeah? So we have to teach the heart, yeah? So, the kind of training we do is, yeah, open up. You see it? Do you see it? No. It doesn't want to see it, yeah? So we have to force it to see, yeah? And this is what we do with the reflection. We force to see it, yeah? And that's why people normally forget everything about the reflection. Oh, yeah? When did I do it last time, yeah? So, please, daily, do it. And the other thing that is, this is especially important, you know, it might last for years on end, yeah? When we start practicing, and when we start to open our heart, I mean, all the garbage that we put for millions or even billions of life into this heart. I mean, it's vast, you know, this heart is like big as this universe. Yeah? We have to deal with these things that come up, yeah? We don't have to deal with it mentally, yeah? I mean, when something is coming up, and it is mostly unpleasant, Because all the unpleasant things, we really start deep, deep, deep down, yeah? So, we see it coming up, we accept it, we acknowledge it, and then we put it away, yeah? We don't try to push it down because the amount of energy we need to push it down with this energy, yeah, plus its own energy, it will come back. So, I mean, it's not good, yeah? We don't push away things, yeah? We accept it, yeah? And then it comes, yeah? And sooner or later, all this garbage, yeah? Is gone, yeah? Maybe I haven't talked for years about it, you know? I mean, cleaning out the attic of our house, yeah? I mean, where we just push things in that we didn't use anymore, we don't use it, but you know, we didn't want to throw it away, so put it in the attic. Now, the attic is our heart, yeah? The moment we open the attic, you know, the things will throw at us, yeah? Because we always pushed it in, yeah? And so we open it and it all comes, yeah? Yeah, okay, then realize one thing, you know, and put it aside, you know, really throw it away, yeah? Put it aside, throw it away. Acknowledge it, throw it away. Acknowledge it, throw it away. Until the attic is empty, yeah? And then we can do the fine work, yeah? Removing the dirt, removing the stains, removing, you know, washing the windows, you know, cleaning the windows, and so on, until everything is shining, yeah? But the first thing, you know, and that might, you know, and we have to accept it, every practitioner. And for myself, you know, it was years on end where these things just popped up, yeah? I mean, it sometimes, you know, made me cry, yeah? It's okay, yeah, and then just cry, you know, for an hour, you know, and, yeah, because it's so painful, yeah? Just let it happen. Don't push it away, just let it happen, and then these things, most of these things don't come back. If some things, you know, constantly come, then investigate it, yeah? But if it comes two or three times, forget about it, yeah? And it doesn't normally, it doesn't come again. Most of the things just come one time, you know, and then it cleaner. And you will feel more and more empty, more and more freer, yeah? The more you let these things out, yeah? But it is really tough, yeah? And lots of people who start meditating, especially in the West, they don't like this thing, yeah? They'll want be in bliss, you know? If the meditation is not bliss, they stop meditating, huh? Yeah? If they doesn't give it something, yeah? But they don't understand what the practice is about. The practice is about, you know, to cleaning out our heart, yeah? And this is tough work, yeah? So be prepared, you know, and be prepared, you know, and accept the things that are coming up, yeah? Don't question where they are coming from, yeah? Just accept it and, you know, throw it out, yeah? Only if it comes, you know, too often, you know, if it comes 10 or 20 or 30 times, yeah? Then, yeah, investigate what is the cause of it, yeah? ไม่มีอะไรอยาก อยากฟังเดี๋ยวนี้กำลังจะชอบลงแล้ว So this is important. This is an important understanding, you know. We are not practicing to get bliss, yeah. We are practicing to clean the heart. And once the heart is shiny, I mean, it is complete bliss, yeah. We don't want to, you know, to deal with, you know, with the sugar candies, you know, that the killers have reached for us. Yeah, oh, this is a nice meditation. And the next day the meditation is not good. Okay, better sleep, you know, and wait until the meditation is better. No. Deal with the thing. Yeah, I mean, lots of people do that. Oh, today my meditation is not good. Let's do something else, yeah? And the next day, you know, meditation is maybe better, you know, or maybe not good. Oh, no, let's do something else. Yeah. That's not practice, huh? Practice is looking at the things that are appearing, yeah? If you do samadhi, we look at the Buddha, yeah? And we always bring the mind back to the Buddha. We bring the mind back to the, no matter what comes. We are not interested in anything, yeah? Just like I said to the Thai, you know, sometimes you can, instead of Buddha, when the Buddha is gone, you know, you just say, I'm not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested, no interest, no interest, no interest, yeah? Because these things that come up, you know, be it a feeling, even a nice feeling, be it a nice feeling or be it an unpleasant feeling, be it a thought or memory, yeah? We tend to latch onto that, yeah? And this is because we are interested in this feeling, we are interested in this thought, and we are interested in this memory. Where did this memory come from? Yeah. I just arise, yeah? Where did this cloud come from? Do we ask? Huh? No. It just arises and it goes away. Yeah. So the same thing, yeah? So return back to the Buddha, return back to the breath. Oh, you know, I mean, if it is strong, not interested. Yeah? I'm really not interested. I don't care. Yeah? So, I mean, sometimes you have to be use strong measures, but most of the time you don't, yeah? You just return back to the Buddha, and just return back to the Buddha until the mind becomes completely calm. When it becomes completely calm, I mean, there are no more thoughts that arise, and there is no more memory and that arise. And this is the happiness that we can get, you know, from samadhi. It can be happiness, it can be joy, you know, it can be peacefulness, or it can be just stillness. But all these things are very pleasant results, yeah? So when we rested in samadhi, we come out, you know, into investigation of the body. And we investigate this body, you know, and the first and foremost, yeah, foremost thing in investigation is to separate the body from the citta. Right? This is the most difficult thing. Because we are so attached to the body. No matter if it is a human body, or if it is an animal body, or if it is a ghost body, yeah, yeah, we are even attached to the body, you know, in hell that we have, yeah. And the devas are attached to their body in heaven, yeah. Unless they go to the highest realm where it's a formless state, yeah, where there is no form, where there is no body, yeah. Then they are attached to the mind khandhas, yeah. So we have to get this, you know, we have to. And I often talk to how to do it, you know, one way how to do it. You know, there are several ways. Yeah? But one way is, you know, I mean, really to cut, yeah, to cut off the parts of your body and put them in front of you. Put them in a heap, put them orderly down, you know, until you see it with your inner eyes, you know, all the parts of the body are there. And what is sitting here? It's sitting, the knowingness of the citta sits here, yeah, because the citta is not a part of the body. It's not a part of the khandha, and that is something that we don't seem to understand, yeah. So, the citta sits here and sees this body part, yeah. And in this moment, you know, there's a slight disentanglement from the body, yeah. But the moment you grab hold of one of the body parts, you know, suddenly, you know, I mean, the eye appears again. And then you put everything back, you know, and then you put it back on, then you put it back, until the citta completely or clearly understand that the citta and the body are two different things. And this one knowledge is very important for entering Sotapanna. But it is a very difficult thing. It's a difficult thing to understand, and we might need to do that, you know, 3 times, 30 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times, or even 1,000,000 times before the citta, because the citta is, yeah, as long as the kriya is there, it's very unfriendly. It's not very cooperative in trying to understand. So we have to force it to understand. I always do it. Yeah, okay. See? And the question, you know, when you see all this body part, where is the body? Yeah? Is the brain the body? Is the heart the body? Is the veins the body? Is the torso the body? Huh? Is the intestine the body? Or is the leg the body? What is the body? Where is the body? Yeah? Ask this question when they are all parts are out. Yeah? All what you see is body part. Yeah? But where is the body? Yeah? Use the analogy, you know, of the Lord Buddha who said, you know, I mean, when we take a part, a cart, you know, into the wheel, into the planks, you know, into the nuts and into the bolts. Where's the cart? There's no cart there. But we think, you know, I mean, the moment we put it together, there's a cart, yeah? It's the same thing when we put it all together, there's the body, yeah? And so this we are attached to, yeah? Like we are attached to the car, yeah? Like people are attached to the car, you know, I mean, in the beginning the cars were very easy, you know, it is easy to disassemble, now they are quite complicated. But, you know, I mean, when you're not interested in, you know, into a few wheels, you know, and, yeah? But you're interested in the final product, yeah? Huh? The car, the drives, you know, the body that can do all sorts of things. And that is what we have to get at, this kind of understanding, we have to do it often, yeah? And in order to reduce greed and hate, you know, we have to start to do with the loathsomeness of the body, yeah? We have to investigate the loathsomeness of the body, yeah? We can start with the outer body, with the hair of the hair of the head, the hair of the body, you know, the teeth, the nails, yeah? And the skin, yeah? And then look at it, yeah, I mean, when anything of these things falls off, you know, our body, we find it disgusting. Nobody has to teach it, yeah. Somebody, you know, you have a very nice meal and your friend next to you clips his nails, yeah. Or you clip your own nail, you don't want to eat, yeah, because you're disgusted, yeah. It's the same thing, you wash your hair and the hair goes in the drainage together with the soap. You don't even want to touch it. Huh? But as long as it's on the body, you know, it's nice, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Huh? Think about it, you know, this is the first part and then go inside, you know. I mean, just look at the food, you know. Just look at the food that goes inside, you know. Huh? but you chew it. You chew it two or three times and then you put it back in your hand and you look at it and you don't want to eat it because it's disgusting, yeah? Whatever the body touches, you know, it gets disgusting, yeah? Including our clothes, yeah? I mean, we put the clothes on, you know, and then we take it off later on and we are disgusted because the smell is bad, yeah? Where does the smell come from, yeah? From inside of this body, yeah? That's why we have to open it up, yeah? And it's full of disgust. And that cuts down on greed and hate, yeah? And the more we do this, you know, I mean, the less greed and hate, yeah? Because greed and hate are rooted within this body, you know? and whenever we want something, yeah? Or whenever we love something, it always has to do something with the body, yeah? So the more we get this disentangled from the body, yeah? I mean, the more is greed and hatred reduced. Okay, understand? That's enough for today, yeah? You have any questions? Yeah?
At death, this is when you're forced to let go of the body. And I've also heard that at death, this is like the most opportune time to reach paths and fruits. Is that true?
I don't understand the question.
So when you die, you have to let go of your body. You have no other choice,
right? Yeah, you don't have any other choice, yeah. But the chitta never cares because, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, just like a monkey, you know. I mean, who has a half banana in his hand, you know, and he sees a full banana, he will grab on hold of the full banana. So the chitta, you know, will automatically grab to a new destination in a moment for most of the people, yeah. For people who are spiritual advanced, you know, I mean, they will see the realization, yeah. But then they will also see the drive, you know, to have a new body, yeah. Mm.
And I've also heard that the moment of death, like this is one of our best opportunities in this life to attain paths and fruits.
No, that's not so true. I mean, that would be easy, you know, and then just let's die. die with sati, you know, with a lot of sati, you know, and then realize, no. The chitta is full of this longing for another body, for another existence, yeah? I mean, you can't realize it unless you have made the way for it or paved the path for it, yeah? And we only pave the path for it when we cut down, you know, on our greed and hate, yeah? None of it, yeah? Mm. It is very unlikely unless you're at the top of the step, you know, I mean, the foot is not yet down. And then death might, you know, put the foot down. But you have to go that far, yeah. I mean, Western thinking. Make it easy. The easy way out, yeah. We always find the easy way out, but there is, sorry to say, there is no easy way out, yeah. And the one shortcut that the Lord Buddha gives us is the most difficult shortcut, yeah. He said 7 days, you know, 7 nights, you know, without a lapse of, yeah, sati, yeah. After that time you can be released there. But how often do we have sati during the day? Huh? We may be able to count the moments of sati we have. Huh? We don't are able to count the moments of non-sati because they are mostly continuous. Yeah. So think about a person, you know, who has sati, you know, for 24 hours a day. Yeah. I mean, it is at the time of the Lord Buddha, there were, I think it was 18 people. Yeah. Who had this ability, yeah. But to get to this point, you know, I mean, that this is extremely difficult, yeah. But that is the only shortcut, yeah. The shortcut more difficult than the long way. me come tell me?
I have two questions.
Yeah.
The first one is, how can we start to do asupa?
Yeah, I mean start with the outside of the body. Yeah? When you wash your hair, yeah, I mean as long as you wash your hair, you feel it is nice. Yeah, I mean when the hair, you know, some of the hair will go down in the drain. You don't want to touch it.
Any part.
Okay. The skin that comes off. Yeah, the nail that you cut. Yeah. The food that comes out of the body. Look at it. See it. Yeah.
And another question is, I'm not sure I did the right meditation or not, because when I do meditations,
yeah,
it's like many times when, yeah, I close my eyes and I open my eyes, I thought in my mind I would take like 1 hour from my meditation. But once I open my mind, it's like, I feel it's just 5 minutes. It's always like that. But it already passed for 1 hour.
Actually, that's quite a good sign. Yeah. So then, after you come out of this kind of samadhi, it's probably deep samadhi, but I have to check with you further on. Yeah. It's probably deep samadhi. When you come out, your mind should be so focused. Is it true?
I feel too, but I'm not sure that it kind of, if I lost the way, or is that okay?
No, the question is, when you come out, when these 5 minutes in your mind, you know, when you come out, are you really concentrated? Are you really focused?
Yes, I feel that.
Yeah, so that is a good sign. It's not lost, it's not bad practice, it's actually quite good practice. So when you come out, then do this as super practice, yeah? Huh? I mean, in the beginning when you weren't there, I explained it, you know, how to cut off, you know, a hand, you know, put it in front of you, you know, put all the parts out of the body, out of you, you know, and until, you know, all of the parts of the body are out there, and just the citta sits there and watches it, observes it, and asks, what part of the body is the body, yeah? I mean, and then you take it back, and then suddenly the eye comes back, and then you put it out, and the eye disappears, you know? Sometimes, you know, not very clearly, but it, you know, there is a little shift, yeah? And you do this exercise, you know, as long as you really understand the body and the citta are not the same, yeah? This understanding you do need, you know, for entering sotapa. And this exercise you can do every day, yeah. I mean, just sit down, you know, especially if your concentration is good. I mean, it is very easy, you know. And then do it yourself, you know, cut your hand off, yeah. And then look at the hand and then see, you know, the flesh, you know, the skin, the nerve, the bones, you know, and then put it out. And then take the next part and then put it out. And then take the next part and put it out. But you really have to visualize it with your inner eyes, yeah. And when you have good sati, it is very easy to do. Yeah? Until all the parts are there, you can throw them up in a heap, you know, and then just look at it, you know, and say, well, that's the body, yeah? Or you can put it very orderly, you know, and see, yeah? And you do this exercise until it becomes really clear. Yeah? Okay. So, no more questions, yeah? Darling, huh? Look at, you know, when you do the operation, look very closely, yeah? Huh? Ask the doctor, you know, to be able to look at it, what he does, you know, how he cuts it out, yeah?
I did it the last time. I was sitting
and looking at it. You see it, yeah? Okay, so then we close for today.